Lower minds. Lower minds to stage B. Tell you a story about giving. Giving to you, giving to you. Everybody give. One lustrous day on my journey, I found a smiling young boy sitting there on the ground. A fragile child looked no different at first, but upon closer look, I could tell he was worse. His short, stubby legs went about to the knee. Went no further, he had no feet, you see. And much to my demise and surprise, I suppose, was a little boy. He didn't have any toes. How much sadder I would be with no feet and no shoes. I'd never be happy. I stared at the boy and I started to cry, and then he looked up at me and he batted both eyes. Sit down, my good man. You carry a big load. Sit down beside me. Look at my soul. Me. The king sent man. I searched the kingdom to find a happy soul, so I could buy his shirt and serve my master well. What you don't know is the king is sad. It's been said his eyes are like a well. For years his tears have stained his face. His life live in hell. But with the shirt of a happy man, he could rise from his sickbed. He could greet the sun before he's done and smile before I'm dead, he said. The king sent man, he fretted his head. When a while he pondered none, and a fellow squat down, looked at his frown and said, "You're puzzled, son. Chin up and smile, let's talk a while. We're the same, me and you. Perhaps the clouds will fare away, leave the sky to blue. A point to say there's something I can do." Well, the sent man told his story to the stranger on the path, ended with a sob and a sniffle in fear of his king's wrath. There, the stranger said as he patted the sent man's shoulder, "Sobs and sniffles won't help out, they'll only make you older. Let us walk this road, my friend, to your master's concubine. I'll give to him my shirt, and I'm sure all will be fine." When at the king's castle they finally arrived, well, they were met with a crowd of at least 45. They all were elated, the sent man had returned. They also were homeless, their homes had been all burned. The king is furious, said a peasant in fear. "Well, I'll be dead by this time next year." "Don't fret," said the stranger, "you won't all be dead. If I should fail, you can cut off my head. from the tower came a blare from the crown, and the disgruntled king loud and long bellowed down, "Bring me the head of the stranger. In your midst I can see. You better be sure he's happier than me." The stranger walked bravely to the castle's front door, and he knocked very firmly 3 times, and then 4. "Come in," said the king, in a lion-like voice. "Come in and kneel down right here on my floor." The stranger politely did as he was told, in spite of that floor that was ever so cold. The king griped, "I'm tired. I'd rather be curt. I'm not very happy, and I must have your shirt." The stranger said, "Your Majesty, I'm sure that's fine, but I know a shirt that's much grander than mine. You'll lend me your ear for a moment or two. I'll relay a story directly to you." The king's eyes lit up. His face was still stern. "Tell me a story," he quickly returned. The stranger stood up. His knees were so cold. He looked quite astute, even a bit bold. "I was a king too, once," he said. "I was very upset, equally as fat. I sent for a man who was happy too. Instead of his shirt, I requested his shoes. Gone by, and I got no reply, so I packed up a horse and I bid my kingdom goodbye. It's not close, cause here's the best." He took both his hands, then he tore out his chest. Right in the middle of this big gaping hole, I saw a small light that must be his soul. He told me that his light had gone out. "But still not to worry or have any doubts, look to your heart to rekindle your flame, share with all your riches, fortunes, and fame. Now let me tell you, that boy, he was the same. Try as I might, still no one, no shoes. I started to think he'll have nothing to lose, so I gave him my cap and a small sack of gold, and a little brown bird lit on his nose. I laughed out loud, the strangest of sights. Laughed so out loud, it gave me a fright, and I was happy again. So it would seem, I pinched myself in case of a dream. I soon gazed some more, and laughed some more too. And over time, giving was all I could do. And so with that, your Majesty, if you want my shirt, take it. But in my opinion, my old shirt won't make it. Just try to give, and I know over time, your shirt will be much grander than mine." The king stared hard at me and said, after a while, the corner of his mouth, and a small smile. Suddenly he yelled, "I'm no longer a miser." He went crown held high and frown upside down, rolled up his sleeves and rebuilt the town. The peasants rejoiced, thanked the happy king, and they slaughtered a pig in honor of him. The king called for his pipe, but not fiddle his three, and he called for a drink from the olive tree. Judging from the smile on his face that night, the king spent soul. Just gotta realize.